custom during Slichas.
So it's not really a Rosh Hashanah parak. Yes, it is. It's a real Rosh Hashanah parak. The gathering at the end of the day is people singing and clapping hands for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a parak we recite pretty often every Sunday. And we recite it every time we turn the Torah back to the Aron, which we'll talk about in a moment. It's a very famous parak. With David Mizmor, Lashem Aretzim Lo. Now, it happens to be placed in davening at a very iconic and dramatic moment. It's the night tefillah, so it's Minhag Ashkenaz. So at night, everyone's very excited, and a lot of drama and tension, and Shmoneh Esrei is over, and the David Mizmor, Lashem Aretzim Lo Ratevel, V'yoshveva, Kihu Yamim Yisada. So you go pasuk by pasuk. What does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So, more frequently, more often than not, we look at the middle. Sushir Mashiachem v'nasu b'schelam v'yavah melech ha-kavod. Mizem melech ha-kavod. It has a high density of the word melech. So it's a parak we read because we want to mention Hashem's malchus. But if you understand the parak and the overall structure of the parak, you realize it's a lot more Rosh Hashanah than you think. What happens in the parak? The parak starts, so I'll go through a quick run through the parak and then we'll hone in a little on some of the details. The parak starts with Hashem being the authority, sweeping authority, Hashem owns everything, Hashem is the master, the creator. But then Hashem creates a world. Hashem created the world on water, the world is filled with water. Then there's a lot of me's, like who's going to come up? And who's going to come down? Here's the answer. Then, since someone's going up, then of course Hashem's coming down. And because Hashem's coming down, the gates of heaven have to open for him. So there's a lot of altitude and verticality. Up, down, up and down. Hashem created the world. Now, one piece of information we still need is that this Mizmar, according to Chazal, was written by David HaMelech when he brought the Aron into the Beis Hashem. The whole fanfare and celebration when he transported the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does this pasuk talk about? Why did David HaMelech write it and sing it when he was bringing the Aron to the Beis Hashem? Why do we say it when we put the Aron, the Sefer Torah, back based on David HaMelech? And what does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So, more or less, this is based on the Malvin, but more or less, it's pretty latent in the Parsha. The section begins, the parak begins, and Hashem owns everything. And Hashem created a world. And he created a world not just on water, but on rivers. Remember, in ancient cities, without rivers, you couldn't survive. All the major cities were built on rivers for transportation, for food, for water, for sewage. So the fact that Hashem didn't just create oceans, but he created rivers, means that he carved out a space for human beings to live and build cities and build places to live. The problem was, Hashem really wanted there to be interaction between heaven and earth, rather than Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Be'arz, HaSalaf, HaYadab. But for 2,000 years, there wasn't. For 2,000 years, no one understood Hashem. So for 2,000 years, Shemayim and Arutz were separate regions. Okay? And there was a question, Mi Alab Bahar Hashem? Or Mi Akum Mekom Kadsho? Is there anyone that can ascend to the mountain of Hashem and start to create travel between heaven and earth, connection between heaven and earth, interaction, information? Hashem should come down, we should go up, Hashem should have a presence on this world, because his presence is dependent on human decision. So until people come up and learn from Shemayim, Hashem can't come down. So there's a split between altitude, between heaven and earth. And finally, someone of great morality, of great integrity. And not only did one person, Avram Avinu, discover Hashem, but that person became an entire generation, an entire family. So the Nikki Kapai Muvar Leva, that one person who ascended, became a Zedar Doshav, the Vakshe Punacha Yaakov Sela. Oh, now that human beings started to ascend to heaven, started to study Hashem, started to bring, of course, science, technology, because that's also part of Hashem's world, down from Shemayim, because 2,000 years is a chaotic world of nightmarish horror. Now that human beings are starting to ascend to Shemayim, now Hashem has a presence on this earth. So now Hashem's coming down. We went up, Hashem's coming down, because we brought Torah down to this earth. So, it's because Hashem was waiting. Once someone answers that call, after 3,000 years of no one answering the call, then Hashem descends. So this is why David HaMelech recites this mizmor when they put the Sefer Torah, they bring the Aron to the Beis HaMikdash, because now we are maximizing, we're finalizing this whole process. Now there's not just Hashem's presence in theory, but now there's the Beis HaMikdash, and there's an Aron, and there's a Kiseh HaKavod here on this earth. And that's why we recite the parable, we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron, because we're remembering and yearning for that moment. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah, where Hashem's malchus is more potent in this world because he's judging people, and people don't know the Malchus, but the Malchus is here. We brought him down to this earth. Unfortunately, humanity still doesn't recognize it consciously. They recognize it subconsciously because of all the progress and evolution of humanity, but spiritually and morally, they still don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we do, and we're hoping for that day in which all of humanity will, and this bridge between the two territories of heaven and earth will finally be a bridge in which everyone's walking across, and Hashem's presence is felt. So that's why this parak is so symbolic and so relevant to Rosh Hashanah, not just because of the word Melech, because of the historical timeline that the parak describes. I'll just make one final point, because when it describes human beings who succeed in discovering Hashem spiritually, Nekiv Kapayim, people of moral integrity, Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa Lashav Nafshi V'lo Nishba L'mirma. What does that mean? They didn't swear falsely. I understand what Nekiv Kapayim is, people that aren't corrupt. Var Levav, people of straight hearts of integrity. What does it mean? Asher Lo Nasa Lashav Nafshi V'lo Nishba L'mirma. It's based on Gemara Nida. Gemara Nida, it's not basic. Gemara Nida Darshan says that when a person is born, he takes a shvua. He takes a shvua that he will be a tzaddik, Galti Rasha. So if you are a tzaddik, if you're a righteous person, you have fulfilled the shvua. If not, then you've violated the shvua. So tzaddik is equivalent, synonymous, asher lo nasa l'shev nashi. Now behind this statement that a person takes a shvua is the assumption, which we adopt, that human beings are essentially created virtuous at birth. And Hashem just says, remain who you are. Don't ruin who you become. Which is, of course, contrary to some of the modern thinkers like Dostoevsky and Orwell and Kafka, which all assume, sadly, that human beings are patently evil. And if left to their own devices, they'll descend into chaos and rivalry and murder and violence and decrepit behavior. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu made us kind. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us upright. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us moral. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us sensitive. We are good. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Payar Kim Kitov." So Hashem just said, stay good. Just take the shvua to remain in place, remain in lane. And it's a very important concept when we think about tshuva. There's a goodness within ourselves, and it may have been tainted, it may have been adulterated. We just have to find it and snatch it, rather than trying to rebuild something else that we don't possess innately or naturally. It's a very important phrase, Hashem lo nasa l'shev nashi. The Gemara Darshan says, but behind the drasha is an assumption that human beings were created virtuous in it. Okay? It's an interesting power, just your awareness. Tomorrow I'll talk about the pasuk, the one pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, Tigrup Achor Shofar B'Kesaliyam Chagino. What are some of the subtleties in that pasuk? So let's when you say this second, Mirz Hashem tomorrow night, I'm not giving a chuk for my wedding, Mirz Hashem to my niece, but tomorrow night I'll give the pasuk. It's very, very important to come to that year. I go through the pasuk of Musa for 10, 10, and 10, and I don't want to guarantee anything in life, but everyone who's ever heard this year has told me to change the Musa from head to toe. Literally. Revolutionaries. I'm just going to tell you what the second mark and put it to a historical context for you, okay? So again, at least some second down, at least we'll know what we're saying and have some thought places to associate with some of these.